各位亲爱的朋友们，大家好，我是人见人爱的小高老师。How's everyone doing today on this marvelous Monday?
这样的一个 marvelous Monday, 小高老师已经变成了一个高冷 boy。你昨天在微博上说你是个，其实你也是个高冷 boy。
That's right.
是因为你姓高，然后到冬天就变冷了，是吗？这个笑话好冷。
Some of the listeners in the 观众，他们问到高冷用英文怎么说？
我也想问这个问题。
Yeah. Okay. I think that in that particular situation, I think the appropriate word would be serious, right?
Serious.
Yeah, I'm also a serious guy.
啊，老干部吧。
Yeah.
是不是这个单词啊？
Yeah, yeah.
Serious, 不苟言笑的，高冷的，拒人于千里之外的老干部 look. 看看这个高冷，大家喜不喜欢？叫 serious.
Absolutely.
你说你是一个 serious boy?
Sometimes I'm a serious boy. It depends. 如果我在拍人见人爱的小高老师的微博秀的话，那么我并不 serious. 而如果我在一个很严肃的会议当中，我当然是个高冷的 boy
啊。那你说一说，你在给大家拍你的 video 视频的时候，你是一个什么样的 boy 呢？
我是一个人见人爱的，花见花开的，车见车爆胎的。I'm just everything. I'm a 开心果。
我觉得你最应该是开心果了。在每个周一呢，我们的英文电台地道美语口语经典的课堂都会由这个开心果老师给我们带来非常精彩的中英对照的对话学习。比如说吧，今儿个我们又带来本书当中的第五个话题 ，Topic Five。我们将会说一说什么呢？
We are going to be talking about something that has for the last 20 or 30 years been a very important part of all of our lives. In fact, we are using it right now. If you hear my voice, if you hear Jing Jing's voice, you are using this. And this thing is...Technology.
没错，就是它，科技。今天我们就要说这样的一个话题。小高老师说了，这话题过去二三十年来都进入了我们生活的主流，而且今天你能够听到我们的节目也是拜他所赐啊， Technology。 不过今儿个我们还有一个更加接地气的话题，那就是 Oops, 没忍住又买了一部新手机。
Oh my gosh, a new cell phone. Now, gosh, I've had my cell phone since 2012, 2013, I think. That means my phone's almost 3 years old, and it might be time to have a new phone. I'm talking about myself, 不是对话当中的故事。
对话当中的故事也是啊。晶晶和小高呢，作为两个科技控科技粉儿，我们特别喜欢买新手机。
Oh, we're a 科技控. You know what? I think this word comes up in our dialogue today. 要不我先把它露出来。
露，现在就露啊。
Okay.
科技控，行吧，反正是 keyword.
Yeah. If you're a 科技控, then you are a sucker for gadgets.
A sucker for gadgets.
Yeah.
现在得说一说呀，什么叫 gadgets?
Sure, okay, a gadget is another word for technology, basically. So what is an example of a gadget? Well, your smartphone, your 智能手机、
mm-hmm.
也完全可以算是一个 gadget, right?
那当然必须的。
Okay, how about a
还有什么？
你的单反。
哎呀
That's definitely a gadget, right? What else is a gadget? You know, like USB drives and 平板电脑 These things are gadgets. Now, usually we refer to like kind of smaller things as gadgets. Like 比如说你的汽车也不算是 gadget, 那就是一个汽车。比如说飞机也不是 gadget, 但是呢飞机里面有好多好多 gadgets。
看来这真是一个神奇而时髦的小词儿。
Yeah.
它怎么拼写，小高老师
？GADGET。
GADGET。英文当中有个时髦的小词儿叫做 gadget， 专门指那些科技感十足、够烧脑的小玩意儿。比如你的智能手机 smartphone 就是典型代表，还包括你的单反相机了、你的 U 盘了。不过，尤其是在这个年代啊，咱们把 gadget。指的最多的就是你的手机了，因为你只要想一想你的手机是怎样改变了你的生活。
Absolutely. And we also refer to gadgets as anything with really high technology. You know, my grandmother is not very accustomed to using gadgets, right? Because when she was growing up, there really were no gadgets.
哎呀，奶奶长大的时候，那可是身边没有这么多的烧脑的高科技的小玩意儿了。所以呢 ，gadgets 这个东西应该算是指最近这几十年的事儿。
That's right，
二三十年代的事儿啊，二三十年的事儿，也就是最近这几代人的事儿吧，对不对
？That's right。
你想，咱们零零后啊，一零后啊，从小生下来就跟 gadgets 为伴了。
That's right. They're going to be born with it. It's so funny. When I was born, there was no internet. Can you imagine that? There was no internet. Now, I know a lot of the listeners also grew up in the same or even before me. And so they know what it's been like, the time period before the internet and the time after the internet. How much it changed our life. Without the internet, you would not be able to hear me and Jing Jing's voices, right?
是啊。
So technology can now, utilize the internet. All these gadgets can utilize the internet to broadcast this show, which is so cool.
啊，今天我们就来说一说呀，在这些 gadgets 身上，它之所以吸引人，是因为它身上有技术含量，有 technology 这个东西。所以说，我想问问咱们的听友，你是不是那种经常一年就要换一部手机的人？
哦，
你换手机的时候，是因为你因为烧包，因为你爱 show off， 爱炫耀。还是因为你欲罢不能这些 technology 手机里的这些新玩意儿。
Ooh, that's a really good question. Yeah.
就说你为什么换手机吧。
Yeah, why? Okay. I think that there's a different types of people. Okay. Number one, I think on that some people would buy a new phone because it's like a social status thing. It will enhance your social status. 比如说，坐地铁。往往会看到很多就是低头族的人，就是拼命看他们的
手机
呀，目不转睛的看
啊。
Right?
所以手机呢，如今是象征着 social status。
Social status， 就比如说，哈哈，我有一个 iPhone 6 Plus， 然后
no iPhone 6s Plus，
我有 iPhone 6s Plus， 这说明什么呢？这说明我买得起这么高大上的手机，
炫耀。赤裸裸的 show off，
这还说明什么呢？我跟得上时代，而这个小刚老师他才有一个 iPhone 4，连 S 都没有。
哦，这个太可笑了。
Yeah.
这种心态不对啊，同学们。
是。OK，and 还有另一种人也许他们就是一个 sucker for gadgets， 他们就是对最先进的、最新鲜的科技感兴趣。如果他不是最新鲜的话，那么他就活不了了。
这种成瘾的、入迷的人就叫做 sucker。
Yeah，sucker。
如果我们说你是一个 a sucker for gadgets。就说明你是一个十足的科技控。
That's right. 而且呢，这个语法结构在很多地方可以用。就比如说 ，I'm a sucker for sweets, right?
哦，我可是一个爱吃甜食的 sucker。
That's right.
人呢
？I'm a sucker for horror movies.
我可是一个爱看恐怖片的人呢。
你们呢 ？Or how about this? I'm a sucker for blondes, right? I really like women with blonde hair. And so I'm a sucker for them. If I see them, then I will really like them. 我会迷上他们的。
哎呀，小高老师呢，天生就喜欢金发碧眼的女孩。
Yeah. And then finally, I think there is the last people who 他们不得不去买，不得不去更新呀。
手机的原因是什么呢？
就是说，也许他们的旧手机坏了，然后就是新的不去，旧的不去，新的不来 ，right？
哎，我觉得我换新手机的原因，可能就是因为我的内存不够了。
That's also a problem. 如果内存不够的话，那么你得再买一个更多的。
所以呢，我可能要买一个新手机。
Yeah. So,
哎，就说到我们今天这个话题，特别有意思吧？是不是
？Yes, right.
尤其是现在 gadgets 这个话题，那可是年轻人之间来来往往都得用到吧
？Oh my gosh！
不聊一聊 gadgets， 你可真是哈太落伍了。
嗯哼。
所以今天我们的标题就是 ：Oops， 又买了一部新手机，必须追新款。两段对话，现在马上写起来，同学们，我们一起来看着聊天室的文本啊。你的耳朵要动起来。好，开始第一句话。Dialogue one， 小高说 ：“Hi， 晶晶，最近忙什么呢
？”Hey， 晶晶 ，What have you been up to lately？
What have you been up to lately？ What have you been up to lately？ 这句话没有什么太难的，要求大家死记硬背给它背下来。
Hey, Jing Jing, what have you been up to lately? 但是呢，你知道，小伙伴们的挑战在哪儿？
哪儿？
能不能像我一样快说吗？ What have you been up to lately?
What have you been up to lately?
Oh my gosh.
再来一遍。
你已经得了满分。What have you been up to lately?
What have you been up to lately?
What have you been up to lately?
What have you been up to lately?
非常好，晶晶。
好，请大家一定要把这句话练熟，就是说，嘿，忙啥呢？
嗯，
最近忙啥呢？
嗯，
晶晶说，啊，没忙什么。
Nothing much.
Nothing much. 可不可以说 nothing?
Nothing, yeah, exactly, 可以。No problem. You can say nothing or nothing much.
说到没忙什么，没什么的时候，你既可以用 nothing, 亦可以用 nothing much.就是上上网，写写博客。
Just surfing the net and writing my blog.
大家听懂了吗？上上网英文可怎么说呀？
Surfing the net.
Surf 不是冲浪吗？
Well, that's one meaning. Why do we call it surfing? Because, we often go from one web page to the next. 就好像你在冲浪， right?
啊，从一个网页跳到另一个网页。
Yeah.
就像是在海水里冲浪一样。
Yeah, wee!That's surfing the net.
那跟咱们中文的翻译冲浪互联网是一模一样的呀。
哦，有这个说法吗？
当然有了。
哇、wow.
所以叫 surfing the net 就是上网，请同学们记下来。这个年代，这些都是必不可少的词语。另外，写博客
and writing my blog.
你不觉得现在写博客有点过时了吗？
嗯，所以呢，我们已经进入了写微
博
的年代。
微博也有点过时了，那可怎么办？
那
现在我们又进入了写
在微博、
微信的时代。
哦耶，有微信的。
现在微信也有点过时了。
然后有，那下一步是什么吗？
还不知道呢。
就是、原子波，原子波。
哟，是你设计的呀
？The atomic blog。
有创意。
Yeah, yeah.
Creative.
Yeah, all we do, we just 我们发原子。
就发出去了。
Yeah.
Writing my blog.
Yeah.
在这里呢是写博客啊。
Yeah.
现在还不知道有多少人还在继续写博客呀。反正小乐老师从来没写过。
Yeah, I haven't. But I have really been enjoying my microblog, my Weibo.
前面把 blog 加一个 micro, 微就是微博。是不是
That's right, that is microblog, that is Weibo.
实际上现在大家都不这么说，大家直接说微博。
Just say 微博。
大家都知道，微博就是那个中国的 Twitter 呗。
That's right. 中国 you know what, 我好像从来没有写过 Twitter.
因为你生在中国。
真的。真的。
小高说，哎呦，你哪有那么多时间去做那些事儿啊？
Really? That, no. How do you find the time to do that?
How do you find the time to do that? 你是怎么找到时间做那些的？你、
yeah.
啊，我以为你忙得不可开交呢。
Yeah, I thought you were as busy as a beaver.
I thought you were. 听好了，下面有一个 as 结构，像什么一样？听懂了是什么吗？
I thought you were as busy as a beaver.
As busy as, 像什么一样忙，像 beaver 一样忙。诶，不是 as busy as bee 吗？不是像蜜蜂一样忙吗？
As busy as a bee. Well, yeah, we can say that too. I didn't even think of that. Jing Jing just, 他刚才说到 Can't we say as busy as a bee? Yeah, we can say that.Now, in this sentence, I used I guess, 海里 right?
对呀、啊、海里河里。
A 海里河里。We call this animal a beaver, and beavers, okay, are always busy. 为什么呢？因为他们总是在建一个
自己的家。
Yeah, 自己的家住在湖里 right?
所以他们每天都很忙，忙得个不得了。
Yeah, that's right.Yeah, they're very busy. They're busy beavers.
哎 busy beavers. 叫 beaver 这个单词是 B-E-A-V-E-R, 对吧
That is beaver, yeah.
哇，我觉得我以为你像 beaver 一样忙呢。咱们理解成中文就是忙得不可开交，分身乏术，双手双脚都举起来啊。晶晶说呀，我是很忙啊。
I am busy.
强调 am, 所以这个句子的读法就是
I am busy.
你不能说 I'm busy.
I am busy.
你得说 I am busy.
对对，我就是很忙 ，right? 我是很忙，
就这语气。
Yeah.
我忙着用我的新手机上网，还有写博客。
My new phone lets me go online and even write my blog.
主语是我的新手机，它让我 lets me。好了，上网还有另外一个词又来了，叫做
go online.
Go online.
Yeah. And even write my blog.
你看 ，go online 又是另外一个上网的说法。Go 去 online 网上去上网。Go online.
That's right. 比如说，为了听到我和晶晶的声音，事先要首先你得 go online.
Yes.
然后登录我们的聊天室哦，其实就是登录我们的网站。
对了，
yeah.
其实 go online 呢，主要是指你上线。那 surfing the net 呢，主要是你指你浏览网页。
That's right. That's all you need.
还是有区别的。好，然后 even write my blog.就是写，因为我看来我的这个新手机功能不错呀，还能上网，还能写博客。其实这些都是简单功能啦。
哇！
现在的手机功能可多了，什么支付啊，花钱啊，
yeah,
购物、啊，
还能找个出租车 ，right？
厉害的不得了。
That's right， 还有 GPS。
我跟你说，现在一个手机什么都能搞定，
还能玩手机。我觉得，我说实话啊，其实呢，我们这个年代的智能手机简直是一个小电脑。
What else do you need？ 你不需要其他的什么了吧
？I know. I just need a house and I need a car.
我跟你说，
来吧，
手机里头有虚拟 house。
Oh, that's right.
有虚拟 car。
That's right.
什么？你世界都给你打造完毕了。
I love that.
你根本不需要生活在 real life 里面。Really?
You are absolutely really? That's tight.
你拿着手机就能够听小高老师上课，你拿着手机就能看小高老师的 videos.
Really?
还有什么不能做？
That's tight.
小高说：“哎呦喂，你的新手机功能不错呀。”
Really? That's tight.
哎 ，That's what?
That's tight.
Tight 紧的什么意思？
Tight is a very colloquial, very spoken English.Phrase to mean that's awesome, right? That's so cool. That's awesome. That's cool.
哟，这个 tight 紧紧的，原来在口语里它是一个表示很新潮、很酷、很好玩、很不错的同义词。
That's tight.
That's tight. 我的新手机不错吧 ？That's tight.
That's tight, man.
我的 new video camera 不错吧
？Oh, that is so tight.
That is so tight.
I really want one.
I really want one. That's so cool. That's awesome. That's so tight.
Mm-hmm.
我猜你花了不少钱吧
？I bet your new phone gave you a run for your money.
I bet， 哈哈，我打赌 ，your new phone gave you a run.
That's right, a run for your money.
给你的车跑了一趟，
yeah.
给你的钱跑了一趟。
Yeah， 这什么意思呢 ？If something gives you a run for your money, then that something is very expensive.
让你的钱哗哗哗的 run 了流了一趟，意思就是说 something gave you a run for your money 等于 something costs you a lot of money.
That's right. For example, that new car I bought last week, it really gave me a run for my money.
才没有呢，哪有什么 car 啊？哪儿买？
Well, it was a 虚拟的 but the phone that hosts it is very expensive.Okay, so you guys get the point, right? 什么什么什么 gave me or gave you a run for your money.
哎，什么花钱的物品哈，做主语，然后呢，那个东西 gave you a run for your money， 等于花了你巨资，花了你巨款，明白？我承认，确实不便宜。
I'll admit it wasn't cheap.
I'll admit， 承认 ，it wasn't cheap， 它不便宜，但是。我是高科技设备的忠实粉丝。
But I'm a sucker for gadgets.
来了吧，这个短语 ，a sucker for gadgets.
I'm a sucker for gadgets.
I'm a sucker for gadgets. 我就是一个高科技的忠实粉儿。
Yeah, it's like you know, you see a gadget and you have to buy it.
这个高科技的忠实粉就这样的，有什么科技含量的东西必须买。
That's right, you have to.
You know who is a sucker for gadgets?
Me. Who else?
You.
Yeah.
Okay, and my dad.
Is your dad really a sucker for gadgets?
Yes, absolutely.
所以呢，就是过圣诞节、过年、过他的生日的时候，你就是要吃土了，是吧？
你说的太对了，不用我买了。
Yeah, okay.
Sucker for gadgets. 我相信我们的听友当中有很多人都是这样的啊，男生可能多一些吧。
That's right.
我太爱我的新手机了，它比我的老手机好太多了。
I love my new phone. I love it. I love my new phone.
为什么呢？因为它
It's a step up from my old phone.
哎 it's a step up. 跨进一步。它是一个跨进一步。对于我的旧手机来说，怎么理解？
Okay, if something is a step up from something else, that means it is one level higher, one level better, right? For example, the iPhone 6 is a step up from the iPhone 5 because the screen is bigger, it has more memory, the processor is faster, right? So it is a little bit better.
明白了，其实大家说了这么多，什么升级版，原来就是这样一个短语，叫 a step up。如果我们说 A is a step up from B, 那就是说
A
是 B 的
再高一级
升级版。
Oh, 升级版。Oh, that's how you say it. Okay, so I learned some new Chinese today.
厉害吧？
I'm so 厉害，厉害得不得了。
A 是 B 的升级版，叫做 A is a step up from B, 因为它是从 B 的升上来的，对不对？
对的呢，对的呢，对的呢。
在此 ，my new phone is a step up from my old phone,所以它是我老手机的一个升级版。小高，小高。你真的应该考虑买一部哦。
You should really consider buying one.
你真的应该考虑，就这么说。You should really consider doing something. 干嘛？ Buying one.
Yeah, you should consider buying one because you're going to love it.
因为我用了新手机，我知道它好，所以我建议小高，小高 ，You should really consider buying one.
I don't know.
小高是经不住诱惑的，我想他一定会买。对不对？
I don't know.
他是这么说的。他说我不知道， yeah. 我不确定，我想花那么多钱买手机。
I don't know. I'm not sure I want to fork up that kind of money.
好的，这里又来了，花钱有一个短语叫做
fork up.
Fork up. F-O-R-K and
up.
U-P.
U-P, that's right. Fork and up. So, fork, I think we all know, is a 叉子, right? A 叉子.
刀叉的叉。
刀叉的叉, right? If we fork up money, then we reluctantly pay for something. We pay an amount of money, usually for something that we think is too expensive or something that we don't necessarily believe is justified, right, in price. So, for example...when we get sick, sometimes we have to fork up a lot of money, right? 我要勉强的付费 right?
其实就是小高老师所说的，这个短语的关键呢，在于我很勉强，我不想拿这个钱出来。
That's right.
但是我又必须拿出来，我不甘心，我不情愿的拿出这笔钱，叫做 fork up some money.
Yeah, fork up, right? Fork up money. So we fork up money.Like Jingjing just said, it's really a 勉强 thing.
勉强 I wanna fork up that kind of money. 我可并不想花那么多钱就是买一个手机呀，是不是啊？
就是啊。
哎，你在不心甘不情愿的花钱的时候，就可以用这样一个短语 fork up that kind of money. 记住了吗？
记住了。
晶晶说：“别犹豫了，你真的应该赶上潮流。”哎，这么一句话，我觉得。生活里用的还挺多的哈，劝别人的说，哎呦你别犹豫了，你赶紧买吧，哎呦你别犹豫了，你赶紧上吧，哎呦你别犹豫了，你赶紧做什么事儿吧。
This is great. I'm really excited about today's WeChat because today's challenge is very interesting.
好，我们来首先看看今天，这是第一句给大家做的微信作业。第一位同学。
Looks like we have Lucia here. Does Lucia have a Yuin?
是的 okay. 不过您可以先念一念他的文字
okay. Lucia says Don't hesitate You should be in fashion Okay, interesting Be in fashion Now here Because we're not talking about clothes Then fashion is not really appropriate here But don't worry Lucia, there's other ways to express this
小刚老师
Yeah
Fashion 这个单词时尚难道只能指衣服方面的时尚吗
Usually, 一般来说是。
大家注意了啊 ，fashion 这个东西是指时装潮流，特指时装潮流，不能动不动都用 fashion 哦。
就是。
第二位 Colin Lee。
You should never ever get a cold foot to keep up with the tide. Ah, okay. So first of all, Colin used two things. One is cold feet. If you catch cold feet, 你就是变得犹豫, right? You get cold feet. You hesitate, right? You should never ever get cold feet to keep up with the tide. Now, interesting, Colin Lee has worked very hard to use two 很难用的词语. So we're gonna just...Go ahead and 给他鼓掌。
好，谢谢你。
Thank you,、Colin Lee.
谢谢你尝试用了两个复杂的短语。
We have 吃豆元宵。吃豆元宵 says, come on, jump off the fence and follow the tide.
特别喜欢他用的 come on.
I like this. I really like come on. Come on.
Come on 就是那个意思啊。哎呦、yeah. 你别犹豫了。哎呦你赶紧的叫 come on、
yeah.
就行了。
很好，他说 jump off the fence。为什么说 jump off the fence？ 因为如果你 on the fence 的话，这个的意思就是说
左右摇摆不定。
对的呢。And follow the tide， follow the tide， 你潮流呗，你说潮流。
Tide 就是不是太子洗衣粉啊 ？Tide 是那个。
It's the it's like a bolong thing. I don't know how do you say tide?
潮汐。
Oh, is it the 潮汐？
对，潮汐，你赶紧 follow the tide，
okay.
可以吗？
We're going to accept it because 吃豆元宵 again, like Colin Lee has used two very 复杂的说法， so 鼓励
下一位是 HR。
HR says, don't hesitate, you really should catch up with the trend. Okay, we're going to take it because he got it with hesitate, and you should really catch up with the trend. So here, trend is...something we can use. Yeah, we can use with fashion, we can use with clothes, and we can also use with, you know, technology and stuff.
它就是一个总的潮流叫 trend, 都是可以用的啊。
可以。
咱们在听直播的同学呢现在赶紧要登录到我们的聊天室，因为小高老师呢把这些同学的文字全部发在聊天室了，你可以同步看小高老师是怎么给大家做纠正的，非常好的学习。晨，早晨的晨。
Come on, you've got to catch up with fashion. Okay, so we already learned that fashion is not the most appropriate word here. Don't worry, because in the end, we're going to learn some very appropriate words, such as, I see here, we have Juan Juan. Juan Juan says, don't think it twice. 不是 don't think it twice, but it 给出的要. Don't think twice. You should jump on the bandwagon.
欢欢在这里用了一个短语叫 "don't think twice"，
yeah,
不要想两次。
Yeah.
大家平时也可以用这个短语。
可以啊。
但是一定要记住，不要说 "think it twice"。
That's right.
直接是 "think twice"。
Don't think twice, right? Don't second guess yourself. Don't think twice.
Don't think twice 就是不要犹豫的意思了。亭亭玉立的亭。
You should jump on the bandwagon.
停。
Oh, Ting says, come on. You really should catch up the trend. Now, if you want to catch up, if you want to use catch up, we usually have to say with something. Catch up, you should really catch up with the trend. You should catch up with the trend.
如果你想说跟上什么东西，一定要用的短语是 catch up with something, 而不是一个单独的 catch up something.这是不行的啊！好了，下面一位是姚宇。
Don't hesitate, you have to catch up with the trend.
你看，他就用得好。
Yeah.
Catch up with the trend.
Good, you have to catch up with the trend. Don't hesitate, you have to catch up with the trend. Now, 在语法上是没有问题的，在地道上，我们可以说得更地道，一会儿大家会听到。
行，最后两位同学，一位是 K。
K says, don't be hesitating. 我们可以这么说吗？
哦，不行。
对，我们得说 don't hesitate, right?
只能如此。
Don't hesitate. You should catch up with the trend. 非常好。
后面能接受。
能接受。
最后一位是我们的翠兰。
翠兰 says, don't hesitate. You should be more fashionable.
Fashionable.
Again, we know that fashionable is most appropriate when we're talking about literally fashion trends or clothing trends or hairstyles.Or like basically anything that's like Y-Mao related. This is not. This is gadget related, and trend would be more appropriate here. Anyways,
好
，I have a my own 厨房。
第一段呢，同学们的参与练习呢，就先挑选到这里，因为呢，这个周一实在是太火爆了，大概10:10左右呢，就已经投满了啊。没有得到纠正，同学没有关系，你现在马上来听一听小高老师是怎么说的。
Oh,
小高说：“别犹豫了。”
Oh, come on！
瞧瞧，他用的是 come on。
Oh, come on！
Come on， 来。
You really need to jump on the bandwagon.
又是这个熟悉的短语，你真的应该跳上那辆。
The bandwagon. You really need to jump on the bandwagon.
那辆牌子的马车。
Yeah. So, guys, this is a really good, cheng yu, basically, that we use in English. And guess what? We use it a lot. Okay, so now we have a new cheng yu.
来了，来了。
You should really jump on the bandwagon, right? Let me give you some examples, okay? My grandmother, for years and years, she wrote written letters with her hands. Finally, last year, she jumped on the bandwagon and began using email.
哟，你是说你的奶奶啊？
Yeah, and this is a 真故事。
奶奶一直以来呢，都是坚持用手来写信。结果到去年，她 finally jumped up the bandwagon.这个短语表示赶上了潮流。
That's right.
开始给小高用 email 来写信了。
Yeah, that's right. So this is how we use jumping on the bandwagon.
嗯，这是本段当中呢一个非常非常重要的短语，叫做 jump on， 跳上 the bandwagon， 赶上潮流，赶浪头，赶潮流，非常常用，对不对
？Oh my goodness, yes.
你必须要学会。下一次如果再有这样的情况出现，希望你能用到这个短语，好不好？
好，好。
Everyone I know has one.
你看看，每个我知道的人 ，Everyone I know has one， 都有一部了，你还不有？你还没有吗
？That's right.
小高却很紧张，他说呀
，Hey, are you giving me peer pressure？
你是在给我压力吗？这种压力叫做 peer pressure。
Yeah.
P-E-E-R 是什么意思啊
Okay, peers, okay, are people who we consider our equals or people who are in our 交流圈 that we basically have the same status socially, okay?
同龄人
Yeah, it's a 同龄人, right? Now, here, Jing Jing is basically, I think that she's giving me pressure to buy one. And the reason why I called it peer pressure is because she said,that everyone is doing this. She says, Xiao Gao, everyone has this phone. 因此你也应该去买一个。
解释得很清楚 ,peer pressure 专门是指同辈的压力。就是说跟你同样的人。
That's right.
大家都有怎么样了你没有。
Yeah.
这就叫做 peer pressure.
In America, you know where this word is very common?When we have the say no to drugs 活动 right? We say we should always resist peer pressure, right?
我们应该都怎么样去抵抗一下这个拒绝这个 peer pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
人活一口气就是要有个性，凭什么别人有我也有？别人有我偏不要。
Yeah, sometimes
这就有个性。
Your friends might smoke cigarettes, right? Or drink alcohol, right? But maybe you don't want to do that.So you should resist the peer pressure.
好，反对这个同龄压力呢，叫做 resist peer pressure. 你看同龄人这个年纪都喝酒了，你怎么不喝呀？那我就不喝。那同龄人这个年纪都抽烟了，
我就是不抽。
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 就是这个意思。
How like them? No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm kidding. I used to smoke, 现在不抽了。
不抽了，就这个意思，叫 peer pressure， 反对 peer pressure， 你就是要跟你同龄人不一样，叫做 resist peer pressure，
okay.
我都希望大家都能做点有个性的人，别动不动就随大溜的，是吗？
行啊。
再说好多的大溜未必见得是聪明的大溜，是不是啊？
嗯。
你要做一个聪明人，要做一个有主见的人，咱们的听友都是这样的。
要不然会伤害你的身体。
别人都交钱去学英语，咱们的听众偏要学免费的。
对呀。你说太多。对了，静静老师，
静静却说啊，没有没有，我逗你玩呢。
No, I'm just messing with you.
I'm just messing with you.、Messing with you 等不等于 joking?
It is, it is. I'm just joking with you. I'm just joking with you. So 为什么我想给大家介绍这个说法呢？因为这是 最最地道的美语口语，这个很地道。如果你能用上这个的话，对方会就是
立即为你倾倒。
How do we what do we call this？ 刮目相看你。
哦呦，刮三下眼睛再看你。
他们会立马把你当一个本地一个
native speaker，
英语为母语的人。
马上学会这句话。
Yeah，
I'm just messing with you.
I'm just messing with you.
I'm just messing with you.
Wow, it's so cool.
太酷了。
It's so cool.
我得走了，回见啊。
Anyways, I have to go now.
I have to go now. I'll catch you later.
I'll catch you later.
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 Peace.
Peace. 今天的视频里，我非常酷。
尤其是在这句话当中 later 啊，大家一会儿三点钟的时候赶紧看视频，小高老师有一个非常酷的 later
later
later 对了，我们的这段小视频会在三点钟的时候准时发布在小高老师的新浪微博上，地址就是
it's 微博.com/高木红，或者你搜索人见人爱的小高老师。
That's it。Yeah. 就是这样哈，很多同学说 ，Yeah， peer pressure， 我们有太多的 peer pressure 了，别人都结婚了，你还好意思 single 吗
？Oh my gosh， that's right， you know what？ 我父母也有 peer pressure， 为什么呢？
因为他们都有 grandson。
That's right， 他们都有孙子，他们的朋友们找了一圈都有孙子。
你看看啊，天，同龄人都生孩子了，你还好意思啊？是吧？你说上天呢，要就差我给你买窜天猴了吧？
想啊，
大家懂的。啊。